on Mendel and Bays in the Ran. The Ramaskali Hachi, Afilamiyam Rishon, is about 8 lines from the top. Okay, so right now we're saying that the whole price is the Biersi. So therefore, the safe it makes sense that he's able to be Chayzer. The question is in the Reisha. We say after one day, in the Reisha, after 3 days, he can't be Chayzer. So the Mar says, why is that? Shlutish Chachach, Teres Hefker, people will get confused. In the Lachas of Hefker, that it has to be clear that the reason why he's Potter here is not because he's getting a Matana, and Matana is Potter, because Matana is Chayv and Meiser. It's because it was Hefker. And the way that people understand that it's Hefker is the fact that the person can't be Chayzer. So Mar says, so why only after 3 days? If this is the Takana, the Chacham are trying to make to address this problem, they should have said, by high time, Magufa, for the same reason, as soon as he makes it Hefker, the Mafker can't be Chayzer, to make it clear to people when somebody is being Zecher, they're being Zecher from Hefker and not from Matana. What's the difference between 3 days within the first 2 days and afterwards? For Kinnan, the more answers on that question. So this is all Reish Lakish. This is all Reish Lakish. So in Reish Lakish, so the Moria says, ask this question. So we have the Yisra Amar Rabba. Ron has the Yisra Amar Rabba. Amar Rabba bin Neha Ramoyim. This is because of the Ramoyim, the Mafkarin, the Hajjan behind. They're Mafkarits. And then they change their mind. Now, the Klarma, what it means to say is not that they change their mind. Shefila mitzkilos and enam afkirin. Their original intent in the Hefker was to be able to be Chayzer and get it back. It's not really Hefker, all it is a Harama. For the first 2 days, we kept it according to B'yosi on the Din Torah, that a person can be Chayzer. But after 3 days already, the Ramoyim are out of the picture. And then we go back. Now we deal with a true bona fide Hefker. But we have this concern that people will get confused. The halacha is a meiser, so we said that they can't be chayzer anymore. Okay, now, look around. This pshat that we're saying that the 3 days is because of the Ramoyim, according to Ula's pshat that the Reish is the Rabbanon, you also need you still need this pshat of, the more it sounds like now the Reish Lakish has said it's a Biyosi, we have this tremendous question on the Reish, and now we say it's because of the Ramoyim, but if it had you understood it's the Rabbanon, we wouldn't need the Nehar Ramoyim. That's not true. So why are we only asking the question now? The kibun the hashda daika tvei bereisha. We're addressing the reisha more specifically. Kehecha the efsher the tukim kriviosi. Once you tell there's the rabbanon, the din of the reisha that you can't be chayzer makes sense. You have to explain why you could be chayzer. But according to Rabbi Yossi, the din that you can't be chayzer doesn't make any sense. So you're saying it's Rabbi Yossi? How can it be Rabbi Yossi? So since in Rabbi Yossi we're forced to be masber, the whole ratio seems to go against his shita. So try to figure out how Rabbi Yossi can work at the ratio. So once we're doing that, we explain this other part as well. To parash lo nami lahai time. Merchanami to kehecha the tzichel leder biyosi ke la midol din tara tzichel leder amal rabbanon afu kibin din tara l'skunei. So according to biyosi, the nair of voyim is the reason that we kept it on the ikar din that you could be chayzer. According to rabbanon, it's the opposite. It's why mikan you can't be chayzer, and ever being mishakel you could be chayzer because of the ramoyim. Okay. So Prakhinan the Mora says, if that's true, so you say Minaraisa, it's not Hefker. So but we should be worried that someone will be Ma'asim in a Chibel Aptur. So we tell him that he has to be Ma'asim in a Ubay. So, Prakhinan we ask, Albert the Raisa Loy Havi Hefker. She's saying Minaraisa, so it's so we're going to Rabbi Yossi. So after 3 days, even though Midaraisa, the person can be chayzer, the Chumash said, no, you can't be chayzer. So it means the person will be chayzer, Midaraisa really was a chazor, it's not hefker anymore. And the Chumash said, no, it's hefker. We're going on this din that after 3 days you can't be chayzer. The karma, you're saying this. The he that me did the Rabbi Yosi yochel achzer, but even though Rabbi Yosi really could be chayzer, and v'loy havi hefker, it's no longer hefker. Tikkur abundel havi hefker. The chama said you can't be chayzer and remains hefker. It means they're giving it a din of hefker, even though Mina writes it's not hefker anymore. Okay. Now, Vavari Shechivu b'Meiser, Kivan the Midaraisa lo havi hefker. So we have to assume like this: Midaraisa, the Chazar was according to the rest. When the person retracts, it's not hefker anymore. So it comes out that it's his and it's Chayiv and Meiser. The Chacham said, "No, we're going to allow people to take it." It means that we're not taking off the chi of hefker, but we're going to allow people to take it as if it's hefker. Now,
not taking off the chi of hefker.
Right. Either Rabbi would have set it up as what,
correct.
What do you mean?
Chi of meiser. I'm sorry. Even though theoretically the Chachamim could intervene and say it's not Chayiv and Meiser, Mishum the Hefker Bezin Hoya Hefker, because Bezin has the power to be Mafker it, and Hefker is Potter from Meiser. So Bezin can use their power of Hefker, Bezin, Hefker to make it Hefker, and it won't be Chayiv and Meiser. But that's not their goal. They don't really have a motivation to do that, to take off a meiser that really is something which is chayiv. So if we're going to assume that this situation, we're going to say that we're not going to allow you to retract, but it's still chayiv and meiser. So now that's very confusing to people. Why? The person who's been kindred from Hefker is going to say, the Chacham allowed me to take it, it must be Hefker Gamer Hoya. It's really Hefker. It must be that person's retraction is nothing. So that's what he's going to think. The person who takes the Hefker says, I heard this guy was Chayzer, and the rabbi says, tell it's mutter to take, must be it's really Hefker. The guy retracted, I don't know, Kasha Meiser, you know, that's garnished. So why am I taking Meiser? But the rabbi said it's Chayiv b'Meiser. V'zeh shechivuni b'Meiser, ein olam idivreyim. So in this convoluted logic of the kaina, he says it must be the hefker really is hefker and the chazar is nothing. So why in the world am I chayiv and meiser? Must be that's the rabbanon. Ein olam idivreyim. Maybe they gzer ser amoyim sheshama chazarosa bechashu shahayza chazara. That the it's something rabbanon because of ramoyim. That they hear that there's a chazara and that it has a lach of chazara, but to any clue, it's really nothing. She look kain because it really would be something. Hexi couldn't be hefkera. So that's the thought process of the recipient. So he's going to believe that this meister is all under rabbanon. Vasa la sur mi darbezeshu sabr shu yeh potter al davar acher shehu patur min adin. Okay, so he'll connect it with something else, which is only drabanan. For example, if something grows in a flower pot, not on the ground, and there's no hole in the bottom, so it's not considered it grew in the ground. It's not chayv. The rice is not chayv in meiser. The chomer mechayv mirabanan. So he says this hefker stuff, which is only chayv mirabanan in his thought process, is a good. It's good to use on these flower pots, which are all drabanan. He's thinking these are both rabbanon, so it's a good idea. But Valesa, that's not true. The mind is zoicha, that which he was kind of from hefker, miraisa mechayev. It's the raisa, the kibin the chazarasa, the mafker. According to Rabbi Yosi, mahanya midina, miraisa the chazara is the chazara. Nimshah Shayin says, Zoichim and a hefker, it's not really hefker, it's really like what it is, it's something which the chazar is a chazar. It really belongs to the original owner. It's no longer hefker. The Chum said, you can't retract and we're going to allow people to take it. But Miraisa, it's Chayim and Meister. And now, Nimsa Shane's a Zechim and a Hefker, but he master me Paris Lolo Alos and Shalotzin Shen and Nokov. How will I master me in a Kiev, Alaptur? Giving master from so much as Kayev to so much as Potter, which means that the mice is not a mice and remains Tevil. Now, Zadaran Abdinahu, the Habim Matsi, the Mifrach, Timulas, the Sermin of Torah, the Kiev. It could work the other way around also. Coming in parish, lots of shenan lakuv al zet. The person in his mistaken thought process could take meiser from that which grows in the flower pot onto this, and think that he's potted up something which is chayiv and meiser. Mirabanan. Reality is it's a raisa. So that act of being master from the flower pot stuff on this. These items from hefker didn't work, and they remain chayiv and meiser v'raisa, and that it's still tevel, and that he's eating tevel. Either question was valid. More kept than one of the two. But it answers both questions. We see after maaser minei obey, they're meaning ki maasarta, when you take off meiser from this hefker item. You have to aser mine ube, klarmer loy tasser mine al mokamacher, loy mokamacher alob, el aser mine. You have to take the meiser from this item itself. So then there's no problem that he'll be master mine a chiv al aptur. Okay, so we have two approaches over here how to learn up this price. We have Ulovitz says that the Reish is the Sefer, the Brisa is the Rabbanan, and Reish Lakovitz says the Brisa is Rabbi Yosi. So according to Ula, the Brisa is the Rabbanan, so therefore the Reish says that he can't be Chayz, it makes sense. And the question is in the Sefer, why are you able to be Chayz? So he said that these time when he makes a hefker, which is for a period of time, it's not shchiya. Therefore, the reisha we made it the kana because of the ramoyim within the first few days, the person could be chayzer. And the sefer we're saying that even in the first few days, he can't be chayzer. Okay.
If someone else.
In the Sefer we're saying in the Reisha, even if someone else was kind of the person could be Chayzer. In the Sefer that's not true. Okay. According to Reish Lakish, the Reisha is saying even after someone was kind of still the Mafker still could be Chayzer. That's a Dinder Rabbanan. In the Sefer that's not true. That the dinim of chazara are that there's no dinim of chazara as soon as someone else is zoich, he can't be chazar anymore. Um, Right. One second. Right, so and the Rabbanan hold in such a type of where the Rabbanan hold in such a type of a case where you're mafker at this man, you mean to make it a type of hefker like Rabbi Yossi. According to Rish Lakish, the Sefer is Rabbi Yossi, and the Reisha is also Rabbi Yossi, and the Reisha, in order that they shouldn't forget the Torah, people should not get confused and believe that this thing is a matana and it's chayiv and meiser. They said you can't be chayzer, and therefore it would be clear to people that that this is coming from hefker, and that's why it's potter from meiser. Meisay, a mafker is karmoy. So the person's mafker karmoy. I think it's a mishnah. Correctly. I don't know. Doesn't look like it. Okay. Amafker is karmoy. Well, a shachar. Omar ubatsra. A person with mafker is karmoy at night time. Next morning, he gets up early, and he goes and he harvests the karmoy. So chayev prepared ubarlulus. So we're going to give it a hybrid din. We're going to say the hefker is hefker and it's patur from meiser. Okay. Now, but truly patur from meiser, he's not chayiv in matnas aniyim either. But we said it's going to be chayiv in matnas aniyim. Okay. That what matters in the yim is chayiv, and if you put something down that shikha, pay hisli part of the karam over, and then there are the grapes which grow in certain types of fashions, which is not the normal way that it grows. So the chabim, the pasuk says those you have to leave for the niyim. So so parrot is that it grows normally, instead of growing in clusters, it grows just like single ones, like a prat. So ones which grow just singular, those have to be left for the neem. And otherwise,
normal, or is that just the way they are? Is that the species, like muscat or grapes?
No, we're talking about abnormal. If my whole thing is like that, I don't leave it for the that I don't have everything for my field. In other words, if I have a field which normally grow when
bunches,
and one, a few grew singularly, those you leave for the neem. And oilless is also grows in a certain way, which is so those have to leave for the neem. So even though it's hefker, but since he took it back for himself, he has to give matnas in the neem. And the Mor says that's exeris akosuv. The Torah says you have to, the pasuk says you have to leave for the neem. The Torah says that's the language of the Torah is tazov, leave it for the neem, be oizev it, let it leave for the neem. It says the second time oizev to tell me tazov, to tell me that even if it's something which is hefker, but if you yourself, the original owner, took the field back, we're not going to let you be putter from, and the hefker is putter from matnas aniyim, but not when you yourself took it back from hefker, that you have to leave, you cannot cheat out that aniyim. But maisa, you're putter from. Okay. So why is it putter from mice? So the matnas aniyim, we say yachai because the extra taz. But why is it putter from mice? What's the case? Bishlam ula. So ula will learn the rabbanon ketani law. It's the sheet of the rabbanon. With the raisa ketani law, we're saying that this is on the raisa level. It's not chayv and meiser. El Rish Lakish, am I Potim and a Meiser? So, but according to Rish Lakish, if it's Rabbi Yossi, he never left his Rishus, he's being Zechah back from himself. So, why should he Potim and a Meiser? So Rish Lakish is back. I'm Lecha, Ki Amri and all, Rabbi Yossi, Harabanani, you're right. But why are you assuming this Bryce is going like. I'm being mad with. This price, which we called him before, a mafker sedeu, which is that was going like Rabbi Yossi, but this price that you're quoting right now is going like the Rabbanan.
Didn't we say yesterday that according to Rabbi Yossi, even if he was zochah before, then the owner went back and he was zochah. That it's what do we say? We said that that it's Potter Meiser.
Yes, but that's only in the case where the person says explicitly that he's taking it when he goes in his kainet. He's being kainet from Taurus. He's being kainet with Taurus Hefker. But if he just takes it back, we don't know whether he was doing a Taurus Hefker. He's just being retracting. So all the here was a mafkir karma shach amanu botzrei. He's mafkir karma, and next morning he gets up and he starts harvesting it. So that part of the B.I.C. functions along the lines of a chazorah, not being kainet. We don't see that he's doing a kinyan and then say, if he would say, I'm keeping it as hefker and I'm being kainet from hefker, he says explicitly that then he's potzer. Okay.
But I mean, so it sounds like it really should be more of a suffix. Measure of Yossi, you could understand this as sort of being more of a suffix. And
well, you can't say spatzer v'maitzer mi suffix. Suffolk devil.
Right.
So the best you do is your master may obey, and then you manage.
Right. So this would be. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not even sure it's called a suffolk. I think in the case of if it's just Amar Bitzroy, I think we would assume that he's just being chosen, not that he's been kind of. Iboy same. The Samaras introduced a new point over here. How the Afkare, really, we can say the Brises are Biosi. And he's Patim and a Meiser. It says, How the Afkare about Pitre? How the Afkare about Pitlosa? Domer Rebbechon Mishum Rebbechon Ben Yehud Sadak. Rebbechon quotes the Tan Rebbechon Ben Yehud Sadak. Call him Afkir Bifnei Shloisha. Havi Hefker. If Nishtaim, why Havi Hefker? Rishum Levi Omer, the Ratara Filu Be'echad Havi Hefker. Mamatam Omer Vishloisha, Kadeshi Hechad Zoych of Shnaim Eidim. So, once a person mafker in front of three people is, it means that's like what you find in places. That's publicized. That's considered you publicized that three people know something about something, it becomes public. So you're mafker in front of three people, it's hefker. It's real. You only mafker in front of two people. So he means to mafker for these two people, not for the whole world, and the hefker for two people is not a full hefker. So even in Rabbi Yossi, when he's mafker in front of three people, he basically declared to the whole world could take it. So at that point in time, either Pshat is we're not choshes that he's going to be choser, or I mean, he's clearly put it out there for everybody in the world to take it. So we have to assume in that situation that even if he took it himself, he meant to be zecher from hefker. Whereas when he did it, two people are considered still doing it privately. We assume that he's not being choser, he's not really being mafkerit, and then when he takes it back, we assume he's being choser, and that's the difference between whether you would how you look at the case. Okay, let's see the Ron.
Yeah, but if it's just two, then it's not hefker to begin with.
But if you. No, so now we're saying like this, that according to Rabbi Yossi, there's a difference between if you're master in front of two and master in front of three. Master in front of three, you made it available for the whole world to take, so that's not all those else. You're master in front of two, it's hefker, but it's all those Rishon Zoicha. So now he has to deal with Chazor. But you're master in front of three, even according to Rabbi Yossi, it's done. So that's it's a greater act of taking out of your rishus than if you can't be chaser. So all the discussion according to Biosi that it's like a matana, that's talking about the case of our Mishnah. Something done in the case of the Mishnah was done privately. When it's done publicly, that's not true. Hamafker basically at the round. Hamafker is karma with a shachar omen of bitzoy chayiv peritoelus umshichu peya. Mishum davagav the hefker potter mikulu. Even though we know hefker is potter, kamina ba'alma nishmar lemute hefker. The Mishnah says that these things are only chayiv if something which is nishmar, which is being held privately. If something which is hefker, there's no din of leket shikha peya, etc. By all of these, each one of them independently, Parrot, Erlis, Shikha, and Peya, Ksiv, Tazav, Yaseira. The Torah says the word Tazav, leave it for the Aniyim a second time, an extra time. Mechayv, Bahu, that he's going to be Chayv in these things, even by Hefker, Kolecha, the Hixik, Boy, Hixik, Boy, Hu, Atzmai. So even though normally it should be potter, but in the case where he's being kind of himself, the Torah, there's an extra word tazav to say that he's chayv. But the potter in a meisah, the kibbutz see, but meisah tazav yisera. By meisah does not say this extra language. Therefore, loshna hu b'loshna acher is potter. Whoever's kind of from after, it's potter, even if it's the bialim himself. He can be chayzer in the first 3 days. And he took it the next morning, which was in the first 3 days. We said, since he can be chayzer, it's not really hefker yet, and therefore when he takes it back, he's chayzer my simir abonon. And chanami, filhachi ki asya hach alivayu sharper. This price could go like this. The part of the karma mina raisik tani. The point of this price is saying it's part of Miraisa. Mirabal will be chayiv, and that it'll have you have to deal with it. It's the rabbanon because the Miraisa is part. He learns other brisa like Rabbi Yosi. Sahach hechi efshar the teisei alive. How's this going to work? Told Rabbi Yosi, "Kima damer the mafker yochel lachzer by midina. Ad also the Rishon Zoicha. He can be chayzer until somebody else takes it. Kishe hishkim zayu bitzroi. Am I potter? Why would he potter be a meister when he himself immediately takes it back? The kima lo perish who zoicha by mina hefker. Since the person when he was boitzer did not say explicitly that he's doing it from hefker. Name of the maharik kohar bay. We have to assume that he's being chayzer. When there's a shemi shaloi botzer, well, I'm in a hefker. He's being. It's his thing. He's being, so it's chayv and meiser. The he does sir leather biyosi. The ulnami motzi zochi b'taras hefker mefker denavshei. He could take it from as a din hefker from his own hefker. But hani milikas shapirish. But shabotzer stam kiven shemiyad olachzer by shaloi botzer. We have to assume when a person is just doing it stam and not saying explicitly that his intent is to be cut from hefker. He's not doing it from hefker. He's just taking back his own. Amr the Chasser, Shlokas is back. He and Amri and all the Biosi. Horabonani. Tarman the He, the Idach Brysa. Mukum Lakula Kribiosi. You're right, other Brysa go to Kribiosi. Valkarha, Ha, Rabonani, Vlor Biosi. I'm just wondering, maybe these Brysas were were next to each other in the Tosefta. That price before was a Tosefta. Doesn't say over here there's a Tosefta. I don't know. Look it up and see. Okay, so that's one teretz. The boy is same up. Hold after Rabbi Abi Trey. Hold after Rabbi Tlos. Karmer. Hachmasi sanami. The mafker is karma. Rabbi Yosi. You can say it's called Rabbi Yosi. That kind of come Rabbi Yosi. The mafker yochel lachzu by el dafker Rabbi Abi Trey. Now we're limiting Rabbi Yosi's din. Introducing a whole new point that this din of Rabbi Yosi can be chayzer is only if you're mafker b'fnei trei. There's not three. Dima the masnisin. In my mafker, the case of Mishnah, there was nobody else but them. So he's being mafker b'fnei echod. That's what Rabbi Yosi said. It's also in our Mishnah because it's really called kolchi ki agavna hefker kimatana. There's nobody else. So Zatran, what's the Bersi saying? This fellow's out there in the midbar with one other person, and he's being mafker. He's telling the fellow, you should know this is hefker. What he's really saying is take it. Because he's clearly just doing it al-das, that one individual. I mean, yes, theoretically, if all of a sudden somebody falls out from a shemayim, he can take it all. He's not thinking about that person. His point is to make it available for that person. That's his point. So that is not hefker, that's a matana. Inami leka bade el-tray. When it's only two people, again, the whole big tray, like a color, when two people know about it, we don't assume it's going to come public. So it's for these people. Okay, so mishumachi dami the matana. It's like a matana. The kihecha the matana lo nafik le mishusay ella adaita the iroch. Achrami hachal le mafker ella adaita the iroch. Adaita the chad mitzvayo. He's only be mafker for these people or for this one individual. El kihecha the matana lo nafik mishusay ados the mishus makabel. Achrami hefker kihai the hefker is ella matana dami. So this hefker is like a matana. It's a form of giving it to the person. So it's like a mercy. You didn't really give it until the person gets it. Umasnisa, the mafker is sadeyu, the brisa mafker sadeyu is such a case. B'chai hefker masukma, it's also talking about a case that the hefker was done privately. Shemhachi k'toni dad, shal zocha bo, ben hu ben acher, yachal achzer boi. Till somebody's zocha, he can be chayzer. Rather, it is Nisa, the mafker is karmoi, the suit with after rapi tlosa. Kolecha da ikit tlosa, avshem ilsa, it becomes a major production. But that's the kuliyama after it, means everybody knows about it. So he's being mafker for the whole world. Well, dummy kalal at matana, that's not a matana. He'll have a gav the matana, adas rishu zoicha, adas rishu makabo, lenop rishu zoicha, behafker, ki hoi, I feel really rare, so you might have the larta, nofik rishu zoicha. Right. And this is Rabbi Yochanan talking. Rabbi Yochanan was a one-on-one Rabbi Yossi Hefker Kamatana. We're saying Rabbi Yochanan is now qualifying. That's only true in a case where it's done privately. According to the.
But it's still done in less than three people. Privately,
less than three people, right? Rabbi looked up Rabbi Yosi. You know, this whole discussion of the Gemara where we're learning right now is going back on Rabbi Yochanan's pshat. Rabbi did not look at Rabbi Yochanan anyway. The Rabbi Yochanan called Mafker Shmitay Shlosh Avi Hefker Mishum Nadai to the Kuliyama Afkere. That's a real bona fide Hefker because clearly he's making it available to the whole public. Yishayim Loi Avi Hefker Yekim the Leka Kola. It's not known publicly, when only people know about it. It remains private. So he means to give it to these people, and that's what a bracha means. It's not hefter, it means it's like a matana. Can you really perusha the shmaita the kula? That's the run. This is my mahalach on the whole sugya. Yes, mashu ksavti ksavs the worm shenamati midibri arishonim zichar lebracha. Okay. Fine. Hatsuya kula lemaid the sog the daita mikara the time of Rabbi Yosi mishum the hefker the sever hefker kamatana. This whole sugya is all going like Rabbi Yechon's pshat, which the more would ended up being doicha. It's in the saying that's not pshat Rabbi Yosi. Asya Rabbi Yechon the Amr Hachi Leil Haytosif. But as far as we're concerned in the world of halacha, Rabbi Yechon was slugged up. So this whole Gemara, which we've been discussing, learn up this Braisa like Rabbi Yosi. There's no such Rabbi Yosi. The way we paskin. Therefore, it's hidden in the Purusha of the Braisa, the Mafkar Sadeyu, we'll have to set the nine. Akumta the Ula, we have to go into Sumer Ula's Pshat. It's Kula Rabbanan he. Rabbi Yosi Nami he. The Rabbi Yosi Lepolig allowed Rabbanan, but did of the Hefker Klal. Rabbi Yosi is not arguing on that. There's only one Shita. So then the Sefer, as I'm the Sefer, the Tani Shachal Zachar, but Bein Hu Ben Achar Yochel Asim, but Mishum the Kima the Shvur Shana Lishkikon, Leinavim Mishus Mafker Ad Osim Mishus Zoicha Kulik Ken Prishes Liel. So now we're being Chayzer Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi never said such a thing. And the whole thing is Rabbanu. There's something called Hefker. That's it. But even that, though that's true, the way the Rav learned in the Ula, in the Sefer, when a person's mafker it in these strange ways, that it's for a time-limited hefker, that halachically is not there. The concept is true. It doesn't leave his rishus. It's not. Before we had Rashi saying that, and the Rabbanan said, we'll agree to you in this case. Now we're saying, nobody ever said that. Not Rashi, not the Rabbanan. But this is a new type of hefker when you make a time limited hefker. Okay. But you know, Lacha Putai, the Rechon, and Rishub and Levi. Now, this was Rishub and Levi, and Rechon has nothing to do with Rishi. This was, they were saying this in a general argument. What's this, the din of Hefker? So, Rechon says, Minaraisa, you need three people. Two people, it's not considered really Hefker. It's just, it's a form of a matana. And now we're saying, since nobody really holds of that, that's Hefker. It means nobody says that that's called Hefker. Cardinal Birchen. Shulam Levi says, no, I mean, it writes it's a hefker, and then you need three people to show that you really mean it. So, in regards to that machlokes, we have a rule, the Tina Kribi Shulam Levi, Dormer Dvar Tara Fila Be'echad Havi Hefker, Pasuk Kribi Shulam Levi, that me writes it's hefker with one. Matamar Mishlonsha, Kidei Shei Echad Zechav Shlam Eidim, Hechom Adivri, sorry from Eno Hefker, Achi Yafker, Bifthi Shlonsha, because the Ramazal so the marshal. First of all, I mean the round point is when you have a close Rabbi Yechon and Shimon Levi passing like Shimon Levi, Rav and Shmuel Rabbi Yechon passing like Rabbi Yechon. But even Rav and Shmuel against Rabbi Yechon passing like Rabbi Yechon, both of them. But Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yechon passing like Shimon Levi. So let's say there's certain cases in Hilchos Shabbos, the case a person gave his behemoth to a goy, but tonight the goy shouldn't work on Shabbos, and the goy starts working on Shabbos, so he's supposed to be mafker. He shouldn't be over this at the Raisa. His animal can't. If I lend my animal to a goy, and a goy doesn't work with it, I'm over this at the Raisa. She says, behemoth, my animal has to be Shabbos. So he says, you should be mafker. So the Lacha says you should, that Mikra didn't have to b'fnei Yechad work, or b'fnei Benatza also worked in a rice, right? But it's kind of a button. You should do it in front of three. So you preferably should do it in front of three. If that's not possible, at least do it by yourself. This way, you won't be over this at the rice level. You're not over this. So that's how you pass.